Counseling question 24. Is there any place in biblical counseling for casting out demons? In your answer, include your position on demonic activity in the post-apostolic era and the biblical methodology of dealing with it. My response. Demons were cast out by our Lord while he was here on earth. When Jesus cast the demons named, quote, legion, end quote, into the, quote, herd of many swine, end quote, he did it so that the man would return home and glorify God. Luke 8, verse 30, verses 32, verses 39. Jesus also healed, quote, many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, end quote. Matthew 8, verse 16 through 17. Jesus cast out demons in this case to fulfill and validate Isaiah's prophecies and to show himself to be the Christ. He healed a woman's demon-possessed daughter on the basis of her great faith to show grace. Matthew 15, verse 22 and 28. Jesus also healed a man's son and used it as a lesson to teach the disciples about the littleness of their faith. Matthew 17, verse 15, verse 18, verse 20. While there are many other reasons the Lord may have cast out demons, it is important to focus on this example for one moment. The disciples, quote, could not cure, end quote, the man's son on their own, verse 16. This is important to note as we transition into the post-apostolic era. Many people see exorcising the demons or laying on of hands to remove a demon, and they believe it either because it seems convincing, everyone around them believes it, and or it resembles the book of Acts. Paul was empowered to heal sickness, diseases, and evil spirits. Acts 16, verses 16 through 18, Acts 19, verses 11 through 12. Peter healed, quote, people who were sick or afflicted with unclean spirits, end quote, Acts 15, verse 16. Philip was used to heal, quote, many who had unclean spirits, end quote, Acts 8, verse 7. But keep in mind that these men were not able to do this earlier. This leads people to two conclusions about casting of demons. One, it was once they received the Holy Spirit that they were able to do such miracles, and in today's time, those with the Holy Spirit can continue to do such works if they have great faith and know how to exercise it. Two, they were enabled to do it by the Holy Spirit, but only so that they could glorify God during the short time of gifts to spread the message of Jesus Christ. Remember that Jesus' motives were mainly to glorify the Father, demonstrate his deity, and reward faith. He used his apostles for the short time of the church-building days for the same reasons, because there were not many believers. Tongues, miracles, and prophecy have already been addressed as having been for this temporary season of church growth only. I believe that those who performed such miracles were only gifted to do so during this current time to show the truth, power, and testimony of Jesus, same as with prophecy, miracles, and tongues. It is clear that Satan and his demons are still active, looking to destroy us and seeking opportunities to get a foothold. 1 Peter 5, verse 8, Ephesians 4, verse 26 through 27. He is still in power on this earth. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Holding natural man captive to do his will. 2 Timothy 2, verse 26. He is, quote, powerful, but the mighty counselor under whom the Christian counselor serves has subdued him, end quote. Christians need not be afraid of satanic or demonic influences because Jesus has already won. John 16, verse 33. In fact, Christians are filled by the Holy Spirit and cannot have a demon. They must be reminded that they are on the winning side. They must never be allowed to shift the blame on their sin or Satan. Oh, forgive me. They must never be allowed to shift the blame of their sin on Satan. Though he is a tempter, we are responsible for what we do. Our sin is not his fault, and God still sovereignly reigns over him. For those that are suffering satanic strongholds and influences, the greatest thing that can be done for them is to pray for them and teach them that the gospel saves. Romans 1, verse 16. Our job is not to act like God. The apostles were commanded to for a short time, but only to build the church. God is perfectly capable of casting out demons and does not need us to act as though we can. The link at the bottom of this page is an article of how faithful Christians prayed to God to remove the demonic activity in a Satanist. though this is not normal counseling practice, it is evidence that God, not man, is still involved in casting out demons, that they are very real, and that God doesn't need us to do more than pray and preach.